Morris. And they won't get the old McCarran thing in there and get him on television. Now, they voted 6-3 against doing it. And the Democrats all stood up, every one of them. But they're going to try to get him to change it now. Then they want to get him to subpoena this tinware man, which has got nothing to do with the investigation of Bobby Baker. What they found on a television station in Texas 7 years ago, except it brings up Ned Johnson and brings up the television. Well, you just sit down and call them in this afternoon. You do that, then I'll call in a couple of people when you need them called in. Well, you do that.
I understand.
All right, yes?
Secretary McNamara on 9-2.
We just had a jet plane shut down by the Russians.
There you are.
Yes?
Bob McNamara, Mr.
Yes.
President. On the aircraft that was missing. A U.S. aircraft, T-39, took off with three officers, two captains and lieutenant colonel, we believe, on a local flight from the Wiesbaden Airport, which is near Frankfurt. When I say a local flight, they're probably getting in flying time. It was cleared only for local flying, which means that it wouldn't, under that flight control pattern, have come within probably more than 15 miles of the East German border, and that only for a short period of time during its reapproach to the Wiesbaden field. After it had been in the air some time, we're not entirely sure, but maybe 30 minutes or 50 minutes, our radar, which was tracking all of the aircraft in that area, noticed that it was moving out of its approved flight control pattern toward the East German border. And at that time, based on that radar track, our communication centers tried to get into communication with this T-39, but were unable to do so. And therefore, we sent up two U.S. fighter aircraft to try to get in touch with it and inform it was moving across the East German border and turn it around. But our aircraft never found it. Now, there's no question but what the weather was very bad at this time, making navigation difficult, and it seems probable that the communications equipment of the T-39 failed, making it difficult for it to rely on electronic navigational aids, and the probability is, therefore, that he simply lost contact with the ground and, by error, entered East Germany. I think that under the circumstances, we should have our Air Force headquarters in Europe simply say that a training plane is missing on a training flight. The weather is very bad. Navigation would be difficult. We've lost communication with it. Probably a communication failure occurred, and say nothing more beyond that at this time. And then we ought to file a protest through the State Department.
Mm. Have we had any precedents like this?
Well, we've had none in this exact situation, but we've had many attacks or near attacks by communist bloc aircraft ours.
This wasn't an intelligence mission or anything?
No, sir, it was not. I'm told it was a local training mission, and I'm sure it was just getting in flying time, and he was cleared for nothing other than local flight in and around the Wiesbaden Airport.
Thank you.
Right, John.